This morning, you know, it's good that Bob says, you know, to hear what I've got to say and all that, and I appreciate the thoughts of that, but, you know, I would hate to just be relying on what I have to say this morning, because I'm just a man full of faults and all that, but I have learned a couple of things along the way, and I believe that God has, you know, I've been listening to him this week, and I believe that I've got a word that's going to challenge us. It will challenge you if you allow it this morning. And it's challenged me as I've put it together, and it's kind of a journey that I've been on, and so I know it's going to help you. So let's just pray before we start. Actually, before we do that, we'll go to Romans 8, and you can just park your little caravan there for a second, and I'll pray. Are we all there? We've got a Bible. I'd love you to read while I'm quoting scripture, because I could be just talking jibble-jabble, and I want you to know that I don't try and do that too much. I like to use the Word of God. Father God, I just pray, Lord, in these few moments this morning, Lord, that you would be in this place. You're already here, Lord, but Father, that you would really, really dig deep into our souls this morning, and Father, drop these seeds of what we're going to hear into people's hearts, into my heart, Lord. Father, as we get to know you more this morning and how you think about us and how you want us to live our life, Lord, I pray you give us ears to hear, but more importantly, Lord, I pray that we would step out, Father, from where we are, and we would activate, Lord. We would engage with you, and we would see change in our life because we're putting effort into the most important thing, which is you. So we glorify you, Lord, and we thank you for this time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Cool. Life's full of choices, right? And some people embrace choices. Who embraces choices? Who likes lots of choices? Not too many. There's a few. But timid on the old hand putting up. Or if you're like me and you don't like lots of choices, is there people like me? You'd rather just have limited choices. Right. Well, we're all different like that. But, you know, the reality is that life, this world that we live in, is just full of choices. And life's just getting so much more about, you know, making a choice about a million different things. You know, I went into a jeans shop recently. I just wanted a pair of flipping jeans. How hard would that be? I just want a pair of jeans. And, you know, I didn't want to be there for the rest of my life. I just wanted to go and get some jeans to come out. So I've gone in, you know, and you get greeted by all the lovely people and all the good-looking people, and they're like, they kind of give you that look, and, oh, well, we'll take you to the section because that's the, you know. And so we get to the section of jeans, and, you know, there's like 50,000 pairs of jeans, right? There's like, and there's these pictures there now, right? So you know what they kind of look like. On those people, that's what they look like on those people. And so I'm standing there like this, like it's McDonald's, you know, you're kind of looking at a menu for jeans, and I'm like, I don't even know. Like, and then of course the girls or the guys are there, and they're like, you know, would you like some help? Because obviously on my face I've got this look of, you know, what? How does this work? I just want a pair of flipping jeans. How hard is it? And I'm too sort of embarrassed to say, well, actually, yes, that would be lovely. I'm a this size waist and all that, but and so I just go I'm just having a look, thanks, and I end up just standing there like this, go, oh, I've got no idea, like they all look cool, you know, whatever, but too many choices for me is just not good. I just get lost in the choice. I want to go into a shop with two pairs of jeans both my size and just pick one and then go and do something important with my life. And this morning, I just want to talk briefly and just take a couple of minutes to let us know, to challenge us, you and I, that we've got a choice to make. We've got a choice to make this morning. It's not a difficult choice. It's not a choice of 50 different things. It's a choice of two things. Two things only. So this really, I love this. This is cool because I can understand it. I like simple things in life. And we're going to find these two choices in Romans. Romans 8. And we're going to start in verse 11. Good? We're all there? And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, who believes that this morning?
Yes.
The Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. We could just say that and really just sit on there for hours. The same Spirit that lives in us is the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. And not just raising Jesus from the dead, he raised humanity from the dead. He gave us option. He gave us a way out. That same Spirit lives in us today. It's not something that's been diminished over the years since Jesus did that a couple of thousand years ago. It's not watered down. It's not counterfeit. It's not like a cheap Chinese knockoff shop where you can buy something that looks the same as something that's real, but it's not. And we've all bought those things, right? Well, I have. It's not like that. It's still the same substance because it's the third part of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the trio. That same Spirit is in us. If we've asked Jesus to forgive us and we've asked the Holy Spirit to come into us and live within us, He's there. That's huge. That is huge. So I'm glad you believe that. And I want to ask you to challenge yourself on that every moment when you start unbelieving things. Well, hang on, just go back to that. The same Spirit that lives in me. Chapter 11. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give your mortal bodies through the Spirit who lives in you. Therefore. What does therefore mean? All that to say this. If He's in you, what happens next? Brothers and sisters in the Lord, we have an obligation. We are obliged because we have the Spirit of God living in us. So we just said yes, right? Most of us said yes. We have the Spirit of God living in us. The Bible tells us that we have an obligation with that. And here comes the two choices. Obligation. Sir, you're under arrest. You have the obligation. You know, you don't have to say anything or do anything because it might be held against you. The word obligation has quite a bit of grip to it, right? It's actually a pretty full-on word. It's interesting that it's in here. There's not a weaker word. You have the opportunity or you have the chance. If the Spirit of Christ lives in you, you have the chance to make a decision. No, you have the obligation. You and I have an obligation. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it's not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you're going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of your body, you will live. If you live according to the sinful nature, you're going to die. If you live according to the Spirit in you, and you put to death the misdeeds of what you do, of your body, you will live. What does that mean? Sometimes we can pray, and we can pray, and we can pray till we're blue in the face. We're asking God to take something or do something for us, where he clearly is saying, why don't you do it? I've already done what I have to do. Now it's your turn. Not on our own strength, but by the Spirit. But the Spirit is already in us. So we have to use that as a tool. We have to use that to overcome our sinful nature, which is incredible. Now, the thing with our nature is that we're born with it, right? Humanity's, well, we're just naughty. We're just naughty. We can get into trouble on our own. It's fairly easy. Given the choice between the way God wants things and the way we want it, if we're all being honest, we usually take our way because we think it's easier. That's the reality of it. And I'm reading here that the Spirit changes your behavior. Can our nature change? Yes, it can. It can change. But this, to me, is talking about how we can change the things that we need to change ourselves. And then through that, our nature's going to change because we're more like Him. I don't know about you, but sometimes you can spend your whole life battling with the same stuff. If you allow things in your life to just keep ruling your life, attitudes, mindsets, disappointments, anger, all these things, the sinful nature. Actually, let's go over and have a look at what the sinful nature says in Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming. Anger, rage, malice, slander, talking bad about people, filthy language, lying. That's your sinful nature. That's what we do when we're left on our own. Because that's human nature when it all boils down to it. Now, there is good news. Don't get parked on that. Just because we're like that doesn't mean we have to live like that. Just because we have those behaviors don't mean they have to rule us. This is a good news story. This is the gospel. We're here for Christ is good, right? Right. So it sounds like, you know, we get a bit funny because, he's saying those things. That's a bit rough. I'm not saying them. The Bible's saying them. God is saying them. I'm just passing it on. So if you've got a problem with it, talk to him about it. The Spirit of God, the same Spirit. We've got to do something about the issues in our life. We've got to make choices. We've got to choose to live for our flesh, or we've got to live for our spiritual world and let God's Spirit. Right? It's simple. It's two choices. It's not difficult. Everyone's very quiet in here this morning. You know, I it's cool to come to church and get our ears tickled. But I don't know about you, but I want to change. I want my life to change. I realize, you know, more and more each day how much more I need Jesus. You know, we look at the list of things that are in our sinful nature, and I've got all of them. And some of them are on steroids, you know, I've got to pushing them back. But, you know, the closer that you get to the Spirit of God, the more he looks after us and he heals us from things. But we've got to make that choice. I want to ask you this morning, have you made the choice? Are you ready to make that choice? Because the Bible's pretty clear. Like, there's no kind of in-between. There's no kind of in-between those two things. You're either that way or you're that way. And so we kind of got to choose. I have got notes in here. I wrote them. I want to ask you this morning what comes naturally to you. When you face a situation in your life, what comes naturally to you? Even all those things that we read in Colossians are our nature. What comes naturally to you? When you're up against it, what comes out? How do you deal with things? And I want to encourage you this morning that the Spirit of God is a real living being. And the more you work with him, the more you can you can work through those things in your life. Do you agree with that? Sinful behavior is not just theory or practice. It's not things that we just think about or it's theoretical or things that we actually have to practice doing it, but it's so much part of our very nature and our fiber that we have to have something that just obliterates that. You know, you can't just have parts of things. You can't have part of God's Spirit. He's either in you or he's not. God doesn't do portions. He's not into portion size. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it's the whole thing. It's not like when you're praying or you're talking to God, you say, "Oh, well, can I just have enough for my cough, or can I have enough to get me through this week's financial hardship?" Or, "Lord, you know, I've got cancer, I need quite a bit." See, God doesn't work like that. It's all or nothing. And I want us to really grasp hold of that. That whatever you need to do to be obliged to make these choices, whatever you need to do to get over whatever it is that's stopping you getting over stuff, the answer is God. The answer is Jesus. The answer is the Holy Spirit. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Things can change. I want you to know that. Who's been through a hard time in their life? Every hand. Then how come we're still here? Why are we here? God has not given up on us. We are here for a purpose. We are here for his plans. And if he's brought us this far, He's not going to give up on us now. Because he is the answer. Right? So be encouraged. You're here this morning. You're with other people. You're praising God. We're joining together. We're working together for a purpose. It's not just a fun kicks and giggles club that we're doing here. Let's be honest. We could be doing kicks and giggles and fun somewhere else as well, right? We're here to see our lives change. We're here to be together, to encourage one another, so that when the people come in from outside, because they hear you worshipping, because they hear the Spirit of God going out the doors in the market, they can come in here and they can have the same thing. They can have the same substance. It's not, you know, it's not exclusive. Cool? If the Spirit, if the same Spirit, if there's nothing else you hear today, I want you to go away from today as I will. And I'm just going to keep tuning over that, if the same Spirit. Because if you keep asking that question, it takes your mind to some places, right? No matter what you face. No matter what's going on in your life, whether it feel big or small or in between or whatever, if that same Spirit. And I don't know about you, but I imagine things. I'm a bit of an imaginer. I'm a bit of a dreamer. And I can see Christ. And that, I'm like, that's in me. And what? I'm worried because, you know, something's gone not quite the way I think it will in my life. Doesn't mean that we negate these things. Doesn't mean that they don't hurt, they don't sting, and there's not a process of fixing them. But there's an answer. There's no answers anywhere else. Dead ends. Roundabouts. Full stops. So I just want to encourage us. It's pretty simple this morning. You've got to make your choice. You've got to make your choice. You're going to live in your sinful body. Are you going to choose to allow your sinful nature to rule your life? Or are you going to allow the Holy Spirit to rule your life? I want you to choose this morning. God wants you to choose. God wants me to choose. Every day we get up, we need to choose. Put to death the things of the body. It says we have to do it. There's nothing that comes in our lives without hard work. You're not going to get through this thing without some hard work. And I think that sometimes we can just ask God as if he just clicks his fingers and all of a sudden this thing's gone. Now he can do that, and he has done that. Absolutely. But where did it ever become a consumer thing? Where did, you know, like there's, if you think about God, you think about God just for a second. Close your eyes just so you can think about what I'm saying. You think about God in heaven. The Bible says that his radiance, God's his love, his light that comes from him, his being is so enormous that the angels can't even look at him. There's angels there with wings covering their face because they can't look at Jesus. And they've been there a long time. They've been there forever, and they still can't look at him because he's so magnificent. He's so glorious. He's so almighty and omnipotent. And these guys, and yet we come to him and we expect him to take something off of our lives that we've probably created in the first place, as if to say, can you help me? Like it's a slot machine, like it's put in $2 and spit out what you want. No! We've got to stop treating God like that. He is a magnificent, almighty creator who is alive and living, and he loves us. He is above all things. He's beyond all things. Everything that breathes, everything that you can see and hear and touch, everything on this planet, all the planets outside our planets, everything that was ever created answers to his word. It's time that we did something ourselves. With him. It's a partnership. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God, he's the best bit of all. What are we? Distant relatives? Friends of God? acquaintances. No, sons of God. When we live by the Spirit and we work at putting aside our flesh and our stupid things that we do, God calls us sons and he calls us daughters. And we are heirs to his kingdom. That just, when we're led by the Spirit, to go with the Spirit, to have the Spirit show us the way, to escort us through things. He holds us and guides us if we allow him. And at the end of it all, he calls us sons and daughters. Incredible. Maybe the guys can come. And I want to encourage us all today. We don't have to live under our sinful nature. What does that mean? Well, we talked about the nature, right? The things, the choices that we make that just seem to come naturally. We don't have to live under that. We're still going to probably make stupid choices, right? Because that's our nature. The thing is, we don't stay there. And we don't just make excuses, well, that's the way things are. I've got no control over it. Rubbish. You've got the same power in you. And if you can believe that, then your life can change. Why do you want to change? Why do you want to change? To bring him glory. Absolutely. Absolutely. To bring him glory. So that someone comes in to your life that you've known for a while or whatever, and they can go, hey, what's different about you? And instantly you can share. Because this Christian thing was never for us. It's about the next person. It's about us showing Christ on earth. That's our job. God put us here to share his gospel to our friends, our family, our neighborhood, our city, and all the nations of the world. And you know what? All that comes back to two choices, what we've spoken about this morning. It's really simple. It's not picking out a pair of jeans anymore. It's just two choices. Why don't you stand up? Once again, I just want to ask that question. What are you going to choose this morning? I don't know about you, but I want to choose life. What is the opposite to that sinful nature? It's compassion. It's kindness. It's humility. It's gentleness. It's peace. It's love. When you live by the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that created everything, the same Spirit that rose Christ from the dead, rose us from the dead, lives in us. And these are the things that we can have in our life. We can be compassionate. We can be kind. When everyone else is bagging out someone else, we can be the opposite. We can be opposite to our sinful nature because Christ lives within us. I believe that we can change. I believe with all my heart that we can live like this. I don't believe this is a fairy story. I don't believe that God would bring us to this point to ask us to choose and then not be able to follow through on that. And I want you to just take a minute this morning. I want you to respond to that. And that response is obviously between you and God. But can I encourage you that we need you. We need you to live in the Spirit. I need you. I need you to keep going on this journey. I need you to keep coming on Sundays and being part of what we're doing. I need you to come in and serve the Lord with your life. And I'm not talking about doing stuff. I'm talking about serving him with your heart, making him number one, putting him before all the other things that will take our eyes off of him. Now, you know, I know life gets busy and I know there's a ton of different things to do, but, you know, the Bible's pretty clear about where we position ourselves as to what we really want in this world. And I want to encourage you. Why don't you make a commitment this morning between you and God? Don't make it if you're not going to do it, but consider making a commitment of, you know what, God, I'm just going to, whatever I have to do, whatever I have to do to position myself for your spirit to work in my life and move forward, I'm going to do that. And if that means, Lord, I'm going to commit to 6 months every Sunday or 4 months, whatever, I'm going to commit to a time where I just will not do anything else but be in your house. I just feel up to labor this point a bit, and it's not because I'm a pastor. Please hear my heart. It's not because I want numbers. You know, you can ask those that are close to me. I don't care about numbers for numbers' sake at all. I'm not about that. I want us to come together to glorify God because I know it's the answer. I know it will change your life. And by changing your life, it's going to change your community. And you change a community, you change a country. And if we came, and then there's a roll-on effect. Christianity is never meant to be a consumer thing. But we were never meant to just come in and sit down and get what we can get. It's about giving. It's about serving one another with our gifts. All of us have a gift. So just today, you know, even as you leave here in the next few days, just please consider, what am I choosing in life? Have I overcomplicated everything with all the different choices? God, will you help me? Father, I want to just choose you. Father, you gave your all to us. Lord God, in this place this morning, I thank you that, Father God, that you've not only made a way that we can live, Father, for eternity with you in your glory, Father, you've made a way that we can live a fantastic, fun-filled life here on earth with purpose, Father, and we can get up every day and it can mean something because we're doing something for you. Lord, as we go about our week and we ponder on those questions, Lord, I pray that you would stir within each one of us. Father, stir within me a love for you enough that I would put you first in all my life, Lord God.